On Yud Gimel Amud Aleph of Mishnah. He omeris mukas eitzani, the who omer loki eladrusas ishat. She claims that she's a mukas eitz, makes no difference. We'll see that she's claiming that she's a mukas eitz after the erusin, and he didn't know about it, and we'll see what she's claiming to get. And he says no, that the reason she admits that she's not a basula. And he says, no, the reason you're not a basula is because somebody lived with you before. Rav Gamliel over Rav Elezer omer nemena, she's believed. Because, okay, we'll see why she believes. She's believed because of Bori. And Bori together with whatever else is over here. But Bori Veshema, he doesn't know for sure. She says, for sure, I'm a mukas eitz, so she's believed. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Lomi Pion Lechaim. Rabbi Yeshua holds no. Bori Veshem, Bori's not Adif. And we put the money of the Ksuba, the Cheskas, the Baal. And therefore, we'll see what she doesn't get, what she wants at least. Elor Harizu Becheskas Drusas Ish. And she tovi Raya Lit Borel until she'll bring a Raya because I'm also in the Vero Valaraya. Rashi, Drusas Ishat, Kodim She Rastich. Before the Erisin, right, somebody lived with you, and therefore it's a Mekach Tos. I thought you were a Besula, and you're not. So in 1 second, what she gets, okay. So now the Gemara says, Tana Soyu B'mai. What are the Tanyas over here? What does he want? What does he claim? What does she claim? Rabbi Yochanan number Masai Mumana. Rabbi Yochanan says that the Tanyas are, she wants 200, and he says, no, only you 100. She claims to be a mukas eitz, and we'll see, the Gemara is going to say right away that it goes according to Reb Meir. Reb Meir holds that a mukas eitz gets 200. And it makes no difference if he knew about it or he didn't know about it. So she claims that was a mukas eitz, even though you didn't know about it, you'll still get 200. And he says, no, you're a drusas ish, and you only get 100. Because we'll see that, Reb Yochanan holds, that if somebody gets married, the cheskas besula, and he finds out that she's a beula, she doesn't lose her whole ksuba, she just gets 100 like every beula. So that's how Rabbi Yochanan learns the Mishnah, right? That it goes according to Rabbi Meir, and according to the Man D'Omer, who says that kinsa becheskas besula, the nimsa beula, she still gets 100. And that's the Shaila. Shaila is, she claims she wants 200 because she's a mukas eitz, and he claims you only get 100. That's the Shaila. Rabbi Elezer omer b'monav aloklum. Rabbi Elezer says, no, the Mishnah is, he claims that she only deserves 100, she claims that she deserves 100. And he claims she doesn't get anything. Because, Rabbi Elezer, Gemara is going to say, holds like the Chachamim. That a mukas eitz, but it only gets what's it called a 100. And he holds also that kansa becheskas besula, the nimtzeis beula gets nothing. It's mekach tos completely, and she loses her ksuba completely. So she's claiming I'm a mukas eitz according to the rabban, I get at least 100. And he's claiming no, you're drusas ish, and therefore I thought you were a besula, and you're not. You get nothing. That's the machlokas of Elezer and Yochanan. Now the Gemara explains what we just explained. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Masai Mumana Soverlok Rav Meir Domer Bein Hikar Bo Bein Lo Hikar Bo Masai. Right, that he holds like Rav Meir, that the Mishnah at least goes according to Rav Meir, and by Rav Meir, Rav Meir holds that a mukas eitz always gets 200, no matter what, even if he knew about it, didn't know about it, and he claims no drusas ish, and therefore you only get 100. Because even though what's it called konsa becheskas besula, she doesn't lose the 100. But Rabbi Elazar Omer, Rabbi Elazar says that the tainas are 100 and nothing. B'mana v'lo klum sover lo k'rabbanan. He holds like the rabbanan. The amri bein hikar ba bein lo hikar ba mana, that a mukaseit always gets 100. So she's claiming I get 100, and he's claiming what's it called you get nothing because Rabbi Elazar holds that. Kansa becheskas besula v'nimtzis beula as a mekach tos and she gets nothing. Okay, Rashi. Tanasayu b'mai. Mahi tovaso umahu rotzalite. What is she claiming and what does he want to give? The Masai Mumana, he omeres mukaseitzani. The Yeshli Masai. Right? She's claiming I'm a mukaseitz, and if the Mishnah goes according to Reb Meir, a mukaseitz gets 200. The afal pi shalo hikartovi. And even though you didn't know I was a mukaseitz, I fooled you. But lamaisa, I still get the 200. The hu omer drusa sishat, the ein loch elamona. He also holds that he finds out she's a ba'ula, she doesn't lose her ksuba, she just gets a mona. And Rebbe Lezer says, no, the tainas are 100 or 0. She claims she deserves 100 and he claims you get 0. Why? And the Gemara explains that Rebbe Lezer holds that he holds the Tana of the Mishnah is the Rabbanan, who hold that a Mukaseitz, no matter what, gets 100. So she claims I'm a Mukaseitz, and I deserve 100 at least. And he says, no, you're a Drusasish, and I didn't know about it, and Kansa Becheskes Psula Venimtsis Ba'ula gets 0. Okay. So Gemara says, Bishlam Rebbe Lezer Lo Komak Rabbi Yochanan. I understand why Rebbe Lezer didn't explain the Mishnah like Rabbi Yochanan. To come Moki Laka Rabbanan, because he wanted to set up the mission like the Rabbanan, not like Reb Meir. Halacha is not like Reb Meir, Halacha is like Rabbanan. So better to make this Mishnah like the Rabbanan than Reb Meir. So therefore, he, what's it called, didn't say like Reb Yochanan that the Mishnah is with 200 and 100, because you'd have to say then the Mishnah goes according to Reb Meir. Better to say the Mishnah goes according to the Rabbanan. Ela Reb Yochanan, my time alone with Reb Elazar. Why didn't Reb Yochanan say like Reb Elazar? Why didn't he set the Mishnah up like the Rabbanan? And that it, the Shaila is 100 and 0. It's Kesavar, because Rabbi Yochanan holds, Konsa Becheskes Besula, the Nimtz is Be'ula, Yesh Laksuba Mona. Right? Because he holds that if he married her, Becheskes Besula, and found out that she's a Drusas Ish before the wedding, that she gets 100. Right? She gets 100. So, and if that's the case, what's it called? Hacha hu kamer mana vehi kamer mana. So then there's no machlokas. She's claim, if he has wants to set up like the Rabbanan, so mukaseitz only gets 100. So her claim is only to 100. What's he saying? No, you're drusas ish, right? Before I married you, and therefore what? You get 100. So what's the argument? She claims she wants 100. He says you get 100. So give her 100. Right? The mission doesn't make any sense. If you learn it, what's it called? Like Rebbe Lozer did. Therefore, Rebbe Yochanan, since he holds that Konso Becheskes Besula, the Nimtzes Be'ula gets at least 100, he couldn't learn the Mishnah. It goes according to the Rabbanan. Because if it goes according to the Rabbanan, there's no machlok, there's no two different tainas. They're both tainas, the same thing. Ma'ika ben taina didei, the taina dida. If you hold that the Mishnah goes like the Rabbanan, and you also hold that Konso Becheskes Besula, the Nimtzes Be'ula gets 100, then the mission can't be, because they're both timing for 100. So Mar says, Bishlam, a little bit larger, of the Sirashi till here. Sover lo tanamas nisen, de ilu Rab Yochanan, lo shavik rabbanin, vo avid kereb meir. Right? He holds that the town of the Mishnah is what's it called, is the Rabbanan. That's why Rab Lazar didn't say like Rab Yochanan. Kesover Rab Yochanan, konso becheskes besula, the nimtze is beula, yesh lamana. And the reason that Rabbi Yochanan couldn't say that the Mishnah is talking according to the Rabbanan, because he holds a Konsa Becheskes Besula Venimtsis Be'ula gets 100. Right? Hilkach al Korchach Mukas Eitz to Masnisen Reb Meir here. Therefore the Mishnah has to be Reb Meir. Because she says I'm a Mukas Eitz, what does she want? If it's according to the Rabbanan, she wants 100. And if you hold a Konsa Becheskes Besula Venimtsis Be'ula also gets 100, then what's he answering? No, you're a drusasish, and therefore you get 100. So everybody's agreeing. Right, Elamai, it must be Reb Meir, and the fear of Meir, a mukaseitz, gets 200 no matter what, and that's what she wants. And he says, no, you're drusasish, and only 100 do you get. The masnisin Reb Meir, he domr masayim, vahu omer drusasish, afi eshlachmana. The irabonan he lo tova elamana. If it's like the Rabbanan, she's only claiming 100, and he can't give her less than 100. V'hu omer drusasi shat v'yesh lachmana. Ma'ika ben tanosa didei le tanosa didei. There's no difference between his time and her time. So therefore Rabbi Yochanan could not learn the Mishnah according to the Rabbanan. He had to learn the Mishnah, it goes according to Rabbi Meir. So Marsha Bishlam of the Rabbi Lazar to Amar Drusas Ish Ein Laklum. Bishlam of the Gin back in the Gemara. Bishlam of the Rabbi Lazar to Hainu Diktani Tarte. According to Rabbi Lazar, that the Mishnah goes according to the Rabbanan. And what's it called? And it also holds that konsa becheskas besula, the nimtzis beula ein lo klum, right? So that's why you need two mishnayos, the previous mishnah and this mishnah. Chad alafukim in the Rami Bar Chama, right? One to tell me, not like Rami Bar Chama, right? That that it's a mekach tolos legamri, right? And one to what's it called, and one lafuke mid rabchia bar ovin. Okay, we'll see in one second what it is. But in any case, you need two, what are the two mishnayos? The first mishnah is where she claims that, what's it called, that she was a mishirastani nenasti, right? I was raped after the erusin, and it's your tough luck, right? And therefore, when you originally married me, al menas to be no say me, I was supposed to get a 200, and I remained with that 200. And he claims, no, that it was Achelo Erastich. Maybe you were raped, but it was before the Erasin, and therefore, what's it called, you get, Vahoyu Mekhi Mekhatos. Okay, so now that Mekhatos is a machlokis, what Mekhatos means. Either that Konso Becheskas Besula, the Nimsis Beula gets zero, or at least 100. Okay, but this first Mishnah, she's claiming 200, and he is now Shaila of 0 or 100. Depends if you hold like Rami Bar Chama or not. Okay, so according to Rabbi Lazar, the first Mishnah comes to tell me that what's it called, that the first Mishnah you could learn that it's 200 and 100. But in this Mishnah, if it goes like the Rabbanan, it can't be 100 and 100, it has to be 100 and 0. So therefore we need a second Mishnah to tell me, not like Rami Bar Chama, that's Mekach Tolos Legamri. Mekach Tolos Legamri. Okay. And the second Mishnah I need, Rashi's Chad Lafukim is Rami Bar Chama, let's look, Haidin Tani Bar Tarti Bovi B'masnis and Rashi, Bishlam, it was backwards, Bishlam Lebelazar, the Omer Drusas Ish, Ein Laklum, according to Lebelazar holds, that he, his Konso Becheskas Besula, the Nimtzis Be'ula, gets zero. So now I don't know why I need two Mishnayos to tell me these two Chidushim. Why? Hainu Tani Tarti, Bovi Masnis, and Gabi Plugsu de Mamona, He Omeris Mashir Astani, Nanasti, Vihu Omeris Mukasetani. What are the two cases? The first case where she claims that she was raped after the Erison, and he claims it was before. And the second case where she claims she's a Mukaset, and he claims she's a Drusa Sish, and everything happened after. Okay. Chadala Fuke, everything happened before. Chadar lafuke mit Rami Bar Chama, v'chadar lafuke. He omeris m'sher astani nenasti. Right? The first case, where she claims that I was nanas after the Erison. Tana l'misnei bo v'hoya mikhi mekachtos. That Mishnah wants to tell me that he claims no, that it happened, what's it called, before the Erison. And it's a mekachtos. I thought you were a basula when I married you, and you weren't. So it's a mekach tos. The ain lo klum, and she got zero. Lafuke mid rebichia bar ovin, the omer la'el, konso becheskas besula, the nimsis bula, yesh laksuba mona, like Rabbi Yochanan holds. So Rabbi Lazar holds no. The first Mishnah will tell me that chiddush. That, vahaya mekhi mekach tos means zero. That's the first, why you need the first Mishnah. The Tana, he omeris mukaseitzani, lafuke mid rami bar choma. And the second case is to tell me not like Rami Bar Chama. What does Rami Bar Chama hold? Rami Bar Chama held that a mukas eitz shelo hikir bo gets zero, right? According to the Rabbana, and the Lamaisa, Rabbi Lazar says not true. A mukas eitz gets 100, even lo hikir bo, but a drusas eitz gets zero. Okay. Elul Rabbi Yochanan, now back in the Gemara, Elul Rabbi Yochanan, Tarti Lamali, according to Rabbi Yochanan, what do I need both Mishnayos for? Now, according to Rabbi Lazar, there's two Chidushim that I have to learn. One from the first Mishnah, and one from the second Mishnah. One that Konsa Becheskas Besula, Venimsis Beula, is a Mekach Tos Legamre, And the second is that a mukas eitz that he didn't know about gets 100. That's what's it called. That's the two chidushim. But according to Rabbi Yochanan Lomali, what do you need two cases? One says no chad lo diacha kocha de Rav Gamliel. One to tell me the koch of Rav Gamliel. The chad lo diacha kocha de Rav Yeshua. Right, now the words going to explain what that means. One to tell me the strength of Rabbi Gamliel's position. The other one the strength of Rabbi Yeshua's position. Kamaisa lo diacha kocho de Rabbi Yeshua. The Rabbi Yeshua says that she's not believed, and he's believed. Diafagav the ikalamemer migo, even though there she has a migo. Because she could have said, not mishe rastani nenasti, but mukaseitzani. She could have claimed she was a mukaseitz, and she wouldn't be pasul the kahuna. Or it wouldn't be an embarrassing thing to say that drusas ishani. Right? And she could have tied a better tina. And even though there's a migo on her side, still, and she's bari with amigo, still, the man wins because the chazaka is stronger. And I'm also mecher v'orai. So that's the to tell me how strong Rabbi Yeshua's position is, that even where there's amigo, and she's a bari, the cheskas morikam, or the chazaka of the cheskas mamon wins out. And the second Mishnah tells me how strong Rav Gamliel's position is. By the second case, there's no migu, because she's claiming what's called she's mukaseitz. So what was there's no better taina at the taina, right? Still, she's believed without a migu. Just bori v'shema, even without a migu, she's believed. So that's why you need the second Mishnah. Rashi, El Rav Yochanan. The Omar Konsa Becheskes Besul of an Imsis Bula Yeshlak Suba Mana, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that the Shaila is 200 and 100, because he holds that the 100 shall get no matter what, because even Konsa Becheskes Besul of an Imsis Bula gets 100. So the Mishnah has to be Reb Meir, because otherwise his tying is the same as her tying. So she's tying 200, and he's tying, no, I only owe you 100, but he owes her 100. So, Im Kain, my mekach tos, diktoni amosayim, avomone yeshua, lomali the mishne klaalai, what are you in the mishnah for? Mekach tos doesn't mean completely, it means only from 100. So there's no chiddush in the first mishnah more than the second mishnah. Ilash minim pluksad ram gamli over rabbi yeshua, bibori the shema, the oki, bimona becheskas more, lisnecha, the lafukim in the rami barchom, ilash minim pluksai. Just tell me one of them, right? And that it's not like rami barchom, that what's it called, that the Rabbanan hold that a mukas eitz shelo hikir bo gets nothing, she gets 100, and I only need one Mishnah. I don't need another Mishnah, right? There's no other chiddush. Where it says, the ikal amei amigo, no, you need two Mishnayis to tell me the strength of both positions. One Mishnah emphasizes the strength of Rabbi Yeshua's position, and the other Mishnah is to emphasize the strength of Rabbi Gamliel's amigo. The what's it called? In the first Mishnah, there's a migu, and still Rabbi Yeshua, and there's a bari, and still Rabbi Yeshua says he wins and she doesn't win. Migu di boy amra mukaseitzani. In the first case, she says drusasish, but misherastani nenasti. She could have said mukaseitz, which is a better taina, and what's it called? Then still she loses. Basrai selekalameim migu. Rabbi Yochanan, the Moki Masnisnik Reb Meir, the Omer Mukaseit Shelo Hikir Boksu Basa Masayim, Lekashu Migu. Right? If she claiming a Mukaseit, what other taina could she taina? If she taina that she was Drusa Si, she only get 100. So she wouldn't win with that taina. Right? It's other avot. It's a worse taina. She only get 100. The Mali Omeris Mukaseit Sanitachtecho Mali Omra Mikora. And what are you going to say? She could have said Mukaseit Sani from before. Right? Or, but there's no difference whether she was a mukaseitz before the marriage or after the marriage. Either way, Reb Meir holds bein hikir bo bein lo hikir bo as masai, and there's no more embarrassment if she was a mukaseitz before the marriage or after the marriage. So there's no migu here at all. Therefore, the second Mishnah tells me even where there is no migu, just a bori, still Rav Gamliel holds that she's believed. Okay, let's look at the next Mishnah.
They saw her speaking to somebody. The Gemara has machlokas whether it means they saw her actually having relations with somebody or just having yichud. We're not sure if she had relations, right? And what's it going? We want to know now if she's kosher to a kohen. Maybe she lived with somebody who's apostle to her. Okay. Ish ploni v'kohen. And she said he's a miuchas, not lavdafka. Kohen meaning somebody that if I live with them, I'm roy still to a kohen. Ram Gamliel v'Rav Elezer omrim nemer. She's believed. She's saying bari. We don't know who the guy is. She's saying that she knows for sure that he's kosher. So we believe her. Rabbi Yeshua Omer lo mipi on the chayin ala haris and becheses ba'ula nesin lemamzer at shetovi ra'el edvareha. We don't know that her bori is not believed, and therefore we have a sothic. Maybe she lived with somebody who's possible to her. She's possible to kohuna. Till she can bring a raya, right, she's possible to kohuna. Hoysa muberis, the omru lo mativo shilu barzeh. Another case, we saw she's pregnant. An unmarried woman pregnant. We don't know how, we know that unless the kid's name is Yoshka, right? She had relations with somebody. So Lamaisa, what's it called? So we asked, Mativo shel Uberzeh, who's this kid from? Ploni v'koinu, and she's Meish Ploni v'koinu, and she says, it's from this guy, and he's 100% kosher. So the child's a kosher child. Ram Gamliel v'Rav Elezer omrim nemenes, Rabbi Yeshua omer lo mipi on echayim, ala hariz v'cheses muberes on the sin l'mamzer, at shetovi ra'el v'vareha. Right, that, the same thing as the first case. We were going to discuss why you need two cases, right? Here also, Rabbi Gamliel says she's believed and the child's kosher, and Rabbi Yeshua says what's it called, that she's not believed and the child's a sofik apostle, sofik mamzer, sofik nesin, sofik apostle lekohuna. So he's apostle until she can bring a raya. Who is Rashi? Rumi daberes bepnuya. So about an unmarried woman, because a married woman, the kids are mamzer for sure. I mean, that's we know for sure it's her husband. But if we saw her talking or living with somebody who's not her husband, then that's no shy. The mishum chashasha the psulim l'nesin l'mamzer. The kivin sheniva l'apostle apostle min akahuna. Right? If she lived with somebody who's apostle to her, she's apostle l'kahuna. Right? The child is what's it called? Apostle l'kahuna. It's a daughter, and if it's somebody that she's also to live with me, then the child's a mamza, right? And she's, well, she, either way, she's pasul lekahuna. Okay. And here's no child. Here the child's at her. Nemanis uksheir lekahuna. Velo misafkinan lo beniva lepasula. So Rav Gamliel says we believe her, and she's kosher lekahuna. Hoysa muberes, b'morim farish tarti lamali. Well, doesn't explain why you need two cases. One where we saw she's pregnant, and one where we saw she had relations. One case is really the shailas l'gabi her, and the second shailas l'gabi the child. We'll see why you need two different cases.
We're on Yud Gimel and Aleph the Gemara, the bottom. So the Mishnah says, Ra'ua medaberesim echad. We saw her talking to somebody, and we asked her, who is this person? And she said he's kosher. So Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Elezer say we believe her, and she's still kosher to a kohen. And Rabbi Yoshua says that we don't believe her, and therefore we assume that maybe this person is possible, and that maybe she was nivel to a nesin, a mamzer, and therefore she's what's it called? She's usher to a kohen. Okay. My medaberes. What do you mean we saw her talking to somebody? Because we saw her talking to somebody, she's going to be awesome. Ziri omer nistra. Ziri said it means that she was yichud. And we assume if she was yichud, that very possibly that she was nivol. Ravasi omer nivola. We had mamish edim that they had relations. Bishlam v'ziri hainri toni medaberes. Right? If it's only talking about yichud, so that's what it means. We saw them talking, and then they went into Yichud, right? So the talking describes what would happen. El Ravasi, my medaberes. But according to Ravasi, talking, what in the world's talking have to do with the fact that we saw that she had relations with this guy? Morris says, Lishna ma'alya. It's a euphemism. It's a nice way of saying that they had relations. Kidichsiv, as the Pasuk uses this as a euphemism. Ochla umachsa piya. The omra lo paalti oven. She eats, wipes her mouth, and says I didn't do anything wrong. And it's referring there as a euphemism to having forbidden relations. Rashi. Nistara the afal pishalora uashenivala. Ziri holds that if even if what's it called, we didn't see
that they had relations. All we saw was that they had yichud together. Nifsala the kahuna. She's still possible the kahuna. Rabbi Yeshua, according to Rabbi Yeshua, could come on the mylos of Yuchsin. Even though really there's no reason here to asser her minatora, there's no edus that she did anything wrong, and she claims that she's innocent. But mala also be yuchsin. The Gemara is going to say they made an extra mila and didn't permit kohanim to marry somebody that even there was a chashash on. This is a pretty strong chashash. Ochlo mochsopiya alma noka tashmish beloshin achila. We see that what's it called, that the pasuk uses eating as a euphemism for having relations. Okay. Bishlomel ze'iri heinu toni tarte. According to Ze'iri, you can understand why the Mishnah said two different cases: the case of hoysom midaberes and the case of muuberes. Right, one case where there's yichud, so the chiddush is to tell me that what's it called, that she only had yichud and still, according to Rabbi Yeshua, she's osur. And the case where she's muuberes, where it's obviously she had more than yichud, right, and she for sure had relations with somebody, we don't know who, and she's an unmarried woman. Midaberes and muuberes, according to Ze'iri, it's good why it said two cases, because there's two different cases. One case was only yichud and one case where we know for sure she had relations. Ela the Ravasi, but according to Ravasi, that even the first case is talking where we're sure she had relations, then why do you need two cases? Same exact thing. We know for sure she had relations either because we saw her, or we know for sure she had relations because we see she's pregnant. What's the difference? Both cases are exactly the same thing. Now what's it called? One is to tell me that she is kosher l'kohen, and the second one, the shaila is on the child, not so much on her. The second one tells me that the child is also kosher. Okay. That's good according to the one later on the Gemara is going to have a machlokus in this, whether the daughter is kosher or not to the Kohen, because she has a cheskus kashrus, so we put her on her chazaka. But the daughter never had a cheskus kashrus, right? Maybe otherwise she would conceive the issa, so maybe she never had a cheskus kashrus. So there's machlokus later on whether the same heter, the same hechsher for her applies to the daughter or no. We're machsher her, but not the daughter. You can't say that's the reason why you have two cases, one to tell me she's kosher and one to tell me the daughter's kosher, because the daughter's not kosher. So right, they're both talking about her. So what's the difference between when we know she had relations because we saw it, or we know she had relations because she's pregnant? Ravasi Sovar, Kamandiom, the Divri Amachshir Bo, Machshir Vita. The answer is, Ravasi holds, like the Mandiom, who holds that the daughter is kosher. Therefore, he holds you need two cases. One, where we saw that she had relations, and the child is Lagabi her. And the other, where we see she's pregnant, and the child is Lagabi the child. Omer Leira Popol Abaya. Lezi'iri de Omer Maimidaberis Nistera. The Omer of Yeshua Lo Mehemna, right? Ha'omer Rav Malkin al Yichud, they ain't Osun al Yichud, right? Lema Delo ke Rabbi Yeshua, right? The according to Ze'iri, who says that Midaberes means all she had was Yichud. We don't need anything more than that. And then we're going to asher her to a Kohen, just on the snach that she was miyuchad with somebody, she had Yichud with somebody that we don't know who he is, right? The Gemara says, Rav said that you give Malkus for Yichud, but you don't asser a woman to her husband just because of Yichud, right? We don't asser somebody because of Yichud, right? So here we see we asser her because of Yichud. We asser to her Kohen for Yichud. So maybe this doesn't go like Rabbi Yeshua. That what Rav said is not like Rabbi Yeshua. Gemara says, no, Afilu Tame Rabbi Yeshua. Mai lo osu b'yuchsin, enochenami. Mekar adin, we don't asser a woman to her husband because of Yichud, right? And therefore we wouldn't asser this woman either. But since we're talking about Yichus, who can a Kohen marry or not, there they made a special Maila that even though Mikra Adin, she could marry a Kohen, just like if she can continue living with her husband. But we don't, what's it called, we don't allow her to marry a Kohen, Midrabanan, because a Maila also be Yuchsin. Special thing that when it comes to Yichus,
right, to family,
whatever, right? There the Rabbanim were extra machmer, Rashi.
Bishlam Aziri Hainu Toni Tarti, Medaberes, Lahodiach HaKochad Rabbi Yeshua, the fact that Medaberes is only Yichud, and comes to tell me, even with Yichud, Rabbi Yeshua says she's ushered to a Kohen, the Afa gav the Loro Eshaniva Lapsula, Umuberes, Lahodiach HaKochad Rabbi Gamliel, and Muberes, even though we know for sure she had relations, according to Gamliel, she's still mutter to a Kohen. So we need two cases. One for the case of Yichud, and one for the case when we know for sure she had relations. But according to Ravasi, that both of them are talking about that we know she had relations, what do you need two cases for? The Bita, Simara says, one to tell me that she's kosher, and the other to tell me that the Shiloh is on the daughter. First case, there is no daughter, just relations she had. Second case is where there's a child. The Bita, Imha Uber Hazenikeva, Tinasi Lakuna, Laram Gamliel. According to Ram Gamliel, she's allowed to get married. The daughter's allowed to get married to the Kohen. Diashin v'didah havi aminu e hoil to have a chazaka the kashrus mikora amrin ok mi chazaka the altet silenor misafik avol uber delo havi le chazaka the kashrus emelo, because if I only had the case that we say she's kosher, she has a cheskus kashrus, so we put her on her chazaka. She probably didn't lose her cheskus kashrus, and she wasn't nivel to somebody that's osur to her. But the daughter never had a cheskus kashrus. Maybe she was conceived by Isser. She never had a cheskus kashrus. Therefore, I might think that we don't permit the daughter to marry a Kohen. Kamash Malon, Rav Gamliel holds even in that case. Honey, L'chaman Yom L'chan B'shmaisen. That's good, according to the one who says that Rav Gamliel holds the daughter's kosher. But what about the man Yomer later on who says that Rav Gamliel holds the daughter is not kosher, and the Shailin, both of them, is only L'gabi her? Michael Amemar, Tarti L'hachshir Bo L'omali, so why don't we need two cases, both where we know for sure she had relations, to tell her that she's kosher according to Gamliel, and also according to Rabbi Yeshua? It's the same exact case. Even the Medaberes B'ra'ua Shenivla, since Medaberes, he says, means that we know she had relations. Malkin ala Yichud, Malkus Martus. Malkus the Rabbanan, for Yichud. There's no Malkus the Raisa, right? But Malkus the Rabbanan, because there's no Beferish Alav in the Torah of Yichud. Right? Yichud with an Eshes Ish is also in our Torah, but we learn it from Psukim, but not from there's no specific law. The Einosun Ishal Baila B'Shvil Yichud Be'Ama, because we have Eidus that a woman was alone with someone, we don't ask her to her husband unless in the case of a Sota where there was Kinui and Stira, whatever, then it's Raglayim with over. But Stam, a woman's alone with somebody, right? We know for sure she had Yichud with somebody, not her husband, she's not asked to her husband. Lamed Lokrab Yeshua, the Mishum Yichud Machzik Labanivalis. Rabbi Yeshua says that we asser her to a Kohen. Why isn't that the same thing as assering her to her husband? Right? We're assuming from the fact that she had Yichud that she had relations. So if we assume she had relations, she'd be assered to her husband too. We assume she had relations and relations. Not only that, we assume she had relations with somebody assered to her. So she's assered to a Kohen. Versus B'yuchsin B'kahuna. When it comes to Yichsei Kahuna, there the Rabbanim were extra careful that Kohanim should only marry people who are untainted completely, and therefore, even though normally Yichud alone wouldn't be enough to ask her to her husband, it is enough to prevent her from marrying a Kohen. Okay. Meisve. Ru'ua shenichnasa im echod l'seiser. We saw that she went into a private place with somebody. Oh, l'churba. Or they went into a dilapidated building. The Omru Lo Mativo Shel Ishzeh, and they asked her, "Who's this guy that you were alone with?" Kohen Hu, Uben Ochi Abahu, right? She said, "What's he? He's a Kohen, and not only that, he's my cousin, Ben Achi Abba, right?" All the seminary girls say when they're caught with guys, "It's my cousin." It's my cousin, right? So Ram Gamliel, Rabbi Lezer Omrim Nemenis. So Rabbi Lezer and Gamliel say she's believed, right? And we believe that it's her cousin, the Kohen. The cousin was kosher to her. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Lomi Pi on the Chaim. Yeshua says no, we don't. We're not dependent on her, and her aidus is meaningless. Lagabi herself, Ela Harizu Becheslus Bula Nesin LaMamzah Shetovi Rai LeDvarecha. So this is the brisa
that similarly speaks of the same case as the Mishnah, except here it says that she went into Yichud. Mashma, what's it called? That we don't know she had relations. So Bishlam Laziri Hainu Diktoni Tarti, Laseser Olechorba, right? According to Ziri, who says that Medaberes means Yichud, so that's why it said two cases here. We saw her talking to somebody and they went Beseser, right? Or Bechorba. One was talking where we know for sure she was in, had relations, just like the Seif of our Mishnah, where we saw her pregnant. And the first one's talking where there's only Yichud. El Ravasi, Domer Nivala, according to Ravasi, the Medaberes means that in both cases we saw her have relations. What difference does it make if we saw her have relations in a private place or in a dilapidated building? If Medaberes means we saw her have relations, both cases are, we saw her have relations. So why do you say two different cases where we saw her have relations? Who cares? Tarti lamali. Chadek toni l'seiser d'churba. V'ha l'seiser... One second. Chadek toni l'seiser d'churba. No, it's in one case. It doesn't mean that we saw her go either l'seiser or l'churba. We saw her go into a private place in a dilapidated building. That's what it means. And we saw her have relations there. One case. Mar says, v'ha l'seiser or l'churba k'tani. The Maaser said Laseser or Lechuber. Maaser, two different cases, right? Mara says no. Chada Lechuber the Maaser, Chada Lechuber the Divra. Utsricha. No, two different cases, and both of them are talking where we saw her have relations, but one is talking where we saw she went into a churba in the city, and the other one a churba in the field, and you need both. Diashmin churba the Maaser. If we saw her go into a private place and have relations in the city, we could say that's where Rabbi Gamliel says she's kosher, mishum derov ksheira metzla, because in the city most people are kosher, right? Psulim don't hang around the city. Most people in the city are Jews and are kosher to her. Aval churba the divra, but in the field derov psulim metzla, by in the field Psulim hang around there, and not only that, there's Goyim, mostly Goyim, and most Goyim in the world are asur to, most people in the world are Goyim, and they're asur to her, and they asur to her Kohen. Ema Modi le Rabbi Yeshua, maybe Rabbi Yeshua there is Modi, the Yashmin and Bahi come Rabbi Yeshua, and if it only said the second case out in the field, I would say that's what Rabbi Yeshua says she's asur, because most people out in the field are asur to her. But if it would be in the city where most people are kosher, even Rabbi Yeshua would say she's mutter. Ava b'hoi ima moder am gamliel tzrichei. Rashi. The churba, stam ala bi'ila shumakam l'znus. Stam, people go into dilapidated buildings, right? Don't go in for the sightseeing, right? A man and a woman walk into a dilapidated building, right? It's probably, to do something wrong. Churba the masa, stam bi'ilasa mi'echem ne'ir. If she went into a dilapidated building in the middle of the city, we can assume there was probably somebody from the city that lived with her, or she went in with. The Ikalamemer Be'ir Sheruba Yisrael Ksherim Kamer. Somebody in the city where most people are Jewish, so Mustamed was somebody who was kosher to her. Durat Divra Sofik Echad Misofa Olam Bolakan. From the field, everybody is around, and most people in the world are going. Verova Olam Ovdei Kochavim Heim. Uposlam Isha Mebiyos Lakuna. And if they live with a woman, they're Pasler to Lakuna. Kedam Rabbi Yavamas of the Kedushin. Yotzu Ovi Kochon the Ever Chain Lohem Almanus the Gerushin Ba, and they passel her to a Kohen. Okay. We'll stop here.
Says, you know,
Kohen
or whatever it is.
Yeah.
She, in effect, admitting.
Yeah. There's even a Shaila, what Rabbi Yeshua would hold if she said, it's not true, and I didn't live with him. She's saying, yeah, I live with him, but he's a kosher guy. Right. He's a good guy, like, you know, all these people say that, right. He's from, don't worry. But there's a Shaila, what would be if she said that I didn't live with him altogether? So now, we're not sure Bechlala, she's claiming she didn't live with him. And she's also claiming that he's kosher. Even if she lived with him, he's kosher. That could be that even your Rishulot. Could be that even your Rishulot. Could be that even your Rishulot. Could be that even your Rishulot.